talking right now about relationship do's and don'ts, sadly, off the back of Steve's relationship again. Oh, dear Steve. We were just talking about the fact that your wife, Rose, is just not into football. Doesn't even try. Come grand final time this weekend, she's going somewhere else. She's leaving the house at your suggestion because, well, she doesn't show any interest and changes the channel and talks about other things and just doesn't get into it. And I think that's a relationship don't, because I think that she should make an effort. That's part of relationships.
Well, you can have that conversation with her, Sarah.
What's that?
You can have that conversation with her, because if I do, it'll be on.
Well, no, I think it's actually your responsibility, but I also think it's her responsibility. I don't think you should have to tell her. I think she should try. Now, we have John Aiken, relationship expert and psychologist, on the line to talk about relationship do's and don'ts. But firstly, John, let's address Steve's situation with this non-compromising wife of his.
Yeah, well, look, good morning, guys.
Hello, John.
Hello.
You know, particularly with the Rugby League grand final on, I'm sure lots of couples are facing this sort of problem.
Mm.
And the bottom line is that you do need to compromise and try and get on board with some of your partner's interests. Not all of them, but because I'm sure Steve's got some odd little quirky interests of his that she probably doesn't share. But what you need to do is try and, at least for a short period of time, get on board. So that would mean her watching it with you in silence, maybe chatting to you at
half-time. Can I put an apple in her mouth?
rather than giving you a hard time and spoiling it for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. I'm glad you've clarified on that point. So it is a relationship don't. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of things that we sometimes just have to put up with. You know, it might be going over to dinner to catch up with the in-laws.
Yeah.
You know, you may not get on with them so well, but you go out of your way just to show that to your partner that you're prepared to compromise and that, you know, there is a part of you that cares for them and considers them.
Yeah. What are some other general relationship do's and don'ts, John, for people out there that might be having a tough time?
Yeah, look, if we stay along the lines of the don'ts, you don't want to be hanging out a lot with your ex. That's always a problem, and that can come in between a couple.
Good. Oh, thank God I'm not having a problem with that. She doesn't seem to want to see me for coffee.
Another don't, if you like, is, you know, when you get into an argument, you want to avoid slinging personal attacks at each other or interrupting, talking over the top of them, or even, if you like, walking out during an argument. You don't want to be doing that when it comes to communication.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we don't argue at all, so there's not a problem there. We just...
And I would say the other don't that you need to look out for is don't be two ships passing in the night and not spending any time together.
Steve.
Because that's a classic. Spending time together is an absolute cornerstone of a healthy relationship, and if you're not doing it, you're basically going to start to drift.
Well, what happens if your wife's seeing someone else like mine?
Well, at some stage, she's got to turn and say, I've got to spend more time with you. You've got to be the priority, because if that doesn't happen, then, as I said, you know, you start to become, you know, living two separate lives.
Oh, she's seeing this bloke called Facebook. It's ridiculous.
I thought you
John's heard about
Steve.
Before.
No. You didn't fix it, John. You tried hard.
Hey, that's another don't. You know, in terms of relationships, do not make your intimate partner your smartphone or spend all your time on Facebook, because what happens then is that, you know, your partner starts to get jealous and starts to feel left out. So there are plenty of don'ts there.
John, I want to invite you around to my place one of these days just to sort things out for us at home. We really should see experts like you more often.
Yeah,
well, you've got to try and keep it as simple as you can.
Yeah.
Just do things that bring your partner close to you. So if it's sitting, watching Manly on Sunday take out the grand final, if that's what's going to happen, then that's what you do. You know, if you've got a, you know, they're talking to you, they want to bring up something and you're getting defensive, rather than, you know, pushing back, take some of it on board.
You know, you made a lot of sense to me,
wow,
John Aiken, until
John.
You mentioned Manly going to win.
Well, this is right. I mean, you can argue back and forth about that.
But you need to bring John closer, Steve. Don't push him away.
All right. John Aiken, it's always great to have you on the show. Now, if you want some more help and assistance, you can check out johnaiken.com.au. He's a relationship expert and psychologist and always makes sense on the show. Thanks very much, John.
See you, John.
Pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
You too, mate. Bye-bye.